Good morning. It's Bob Surratt, Genius Bar Reject. It's 11 minutes after 8 o'clock. Lakefront temperatures in the 70s. Elsewhere, up to 82 and sunshine today.
The summer wind came blowing in from across the sea.
And blowing in from WGN-TV, entertainment reporter Dean Richards. Hi, Dean.
Hey, Bob, you know, you inspire me when you talk up the instrumental part of these songs to hit the vocal.
You're easily impressed.
Like any good DJ, you still have your chops with that.
It's the gift.
In the car, this is the thing. Now, you've inspired me because I wanted to see if I could still do it. And I've gotten very rusty. Having not been on music radio for a long time. But I mean, same with you. So in the car, I practice now. When a song comes on, you know, I do like a fake weather and like fake ad-libs to try to, you know, get my skills sharp. So
it's the useless gift.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, but it's important to us, though.
Well, do you remember when a one-week vacation was enough, and now you just start to unwind after a week, and then it's time to go back to work,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I was off last week, too. Same thing. I was just beginning to get out of this crazy sleep schedule a little bit, like we have.
Yeah.
And just, you know, relaxing again. And I'm, you know, I definitely feel more relaxed today. But
well, it's not like we actually work for a living.
Yeah, it's not exactly shoveling coal.
That's correct. Right. All right, so we've got the Democratic Convention this week, virtually. And what's the entertainment lineup?
Yeah, well, you know, that's the part that I, never mind all the speeches. I'm very interested in the entertainment. At the end of each of the nights, they've got some pretty big name entertainers that are going to perform, and Chicago very well represented. Jennifer Hudson is going to be performing. Common is going to be performing. Also, Billie Eilish is going to be performing for the Democrats. John Legend. Also, Stephen Stills, rock and roll legend. The Chicks, formerly Dixie Chicks. Leon Bridges will be among the performers. So, scattered amongst all the speeches, everything done virtually this year. Nothing's going to be in one place like it's been in the past. These performances are going to be coming from cities all over the country. So I'm just curious to see how they're going to do it. And I'm sure the Republicans are going to do exactly the same thing. When we hear about the entertainment lineup for that, we'll let you know.
You mentioned Jennifer Hudson, and she's distributing some school supplies now, isn't she?
Yeah, you know, she's done this for the past 10 years. Jennifer and her sister Julia started something that they call Hatch Day, a Hatch Day school supply giveaway. And Hatch Day was started in honor of Julia's son, Julian King, who was murdered along with Jennifer and Julia's mother and other family relatives. It's got to be over 10 years ago now that happened, but they wanted to turn a tragedy in their family into something positive. So for the last 10 years, they've taken over community centers, gymnasiums, huge events, and people would wait in line for blocks and blocks and blocks to get school supplies. They couldn't do that this year because of the pandemic. So Jennifer and Julia loaded up a bunch of vans, and they and their staff personally went around to underserved neighborhoods in Chicago and safely passed out about, I think I heard, 20,000 backpacks and school supplies, all kinds of things. But they actually went out into the communities so they could manage the crowds a little better, but still pass out school supplies for the kids. So now they're into their 11th year of giving back.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Up in Canada, the theaters are reopening. And what did I hear about AMC theaters? Has that happened yet, the 15 cent day?
You know what? I saw some stories about that last week also. It's completely unclear if that is going to be happening.
Really?
On paper, they're saying that the AMC theaters are going to be open in Chicago and around the U.S., going to be opening next Friday for the 21st. When I check with the theaters, when I check with the studios, nobody is quite sure what's going to be happening, which theaters are going to be open, how they're going to do it. So, you know, when on paper and for publicity, it looked great. When I checked to get more details on it, nobody really had any extra details for me. So I'm going to continue to follow that because this could be the first week that movies are back in theaters again. I imagine they're going to do it like Canada did because they opened their theaters this past weekend with the SpongeBob SquarePants movie Sponge on the Run and also the new Russell Crowe movie that's called Unhinged. They did, you know, social distancing. They had people kind of in pods around the theaters, so nobody was sitting too close. Unless you were a group, a family, you could all sit next to each other, but everybody else had to be distanced. Capacity was about 50% of what it normally is. So we'll see. We'll see if that's going to be the pattern. We'll see if it's going to happen. I'm following up on it every day.
And tell us about Ryan Reynolds and Seth Rogen.
Yeah, this is, you know, the province of British Columbia in Canada, trying to get their young people to stay home and be safe during the pandemic. So the premiere of that province would be like a state here in the U.S. His name is John Horgan, reached out to Ryan Reynolds and Seth Rogen, who are both from British Columbia, and asked them if they would help. So Ryan Reynolds tweeted out a voice recording saying that people don't want to hear medical advice from him unless it's about plastic surgery, saying that he used to be Hugh Jackman. Those two are constantly at each other all the time. I love what Seth Rogen did. He went on Twitter and tweeted out, "People of British Columbia, please do not go out to parties and barbecues and other large gatherings." Said the COVID is still out there. It's more fun to hang out alone and smoke weed and watch movies and TV shows anyway.
Of course he's going to say that.
Of course, that's the Seth Rogen response to that.
Talking with Dean Richards, and it was August 16th of 1977 that Elvis died. So big doings, I guess, in Memphis, right, Dean?
Yeah, as always. Not as big as usual. You know, normally they have Elvis Week that precedes the 16th, in which thousands and thousands of people descend on Memphis, descend on the Graceland Mansion where Elvis lived, where he died, where he is buried right now. Because of social distancing and the pandemic, they had to keep it very, very small and very, very safe. So instead of the thousands of people who normally show up for the Elvis Candlelight Vigil, which was Saturday night, only 700 people were there by invitation only. Of course, they had to wear masks. They had to travel in socially distanced groups of six people or less. But people were allowed on the grounds and did the, you know, with candlelight that culminates at Elvis's gravesite, which is in the backyard of the home. The roadways to the mansion were all blocked off, so you know, nobody else could you know, be part of this. But you know, still, isn't it amazing after 43 years that this continues? The love and adoration for Elvis Presley continues after all this time. We were talking about it yesterday on my show of how, you know, vividly people remember exactly where they were when they heard the news of Elvis dying. Were you on the air then?
I was on the radio that afternoon. Of course, you know, I died about three times a week usually on my show, but yes, I do remember that, and most people do. What's crazy is that the Elvis mania seems to be growing every year.
Yeah, it's amazing. Like a new generation has you know, is discovering Elvis, especially I think the raw early years of Elvis Presley seems to be really attractive to younger people, which I've always said was Elvis's best era. The you know, the early years, the 1950s, 60s into the 70s, and kind of to honor Elvis this year, the Ed Sullivan Show is putting out high-quality, recently restored, full-length clips of Elvis's historic performances on that show on their YouTube channel. So you can watch them for free on YouTube right now. They're going to spread these out. Elvis was on the show quite a few times, especially in the early years. They're going to spread these out over the next 3 months, but the first episode was released yesterday, and it was Elvis's very first appearance on the Ed Sullivan Show from October of 1956, on which Elvis was introduced as Elvin Presley. Well, he was not unknown, but to Ed Sullivan, to the guest host who happened to be on that night, nobody knew who this guy was. A record 60 million people watched that show that night. It became the most watched television show of all time for a very, very long time. And Elvis's subsequent appearances months after that, years after that, including the one where they photographed him from the waist up only, mm-hmm. because it was too provocative on television to see him swiveling his hips and gyrating the way that he did. Those will all be released. But these clips look beautiful. They've restored them. They're in black and white, of course, but they just look fantastic, and gives you a little bit of a sense of the history of rock and roll, where it all began.
Yeah, and you know what? If you get a chance, Peter Guralnick has written two great biographies of Elvis, two books, and if you're into that, I highly recommend them. Really interesting about that whole scene. Before we go, we should mention the honor that's being given to the late Cokie Roberts.
Yeah, she is going to be posthumously inducted into the Radio Hall of Fame that's put on by the Museum of Broadcast Communication. That honor is going to be coming later on this year, but she was, we know her, of course, from ABC TV and her no-nonsense approach to the interviews, but she was a frequent guest here on WGN. I remember her so many times with Bob Collins and Spike Odell, and she would just have the greatest time being interviewed by WGN hosts as well. So a nice honor for a great journalist.
That program that she was a regular on all those years, and it really changed the face of Sunday morning public affairs television, this week with David Brinkley, Sam Donaldson and the crew, George Stephanopoulos. That was a terrific
groundbreaking
show. Yeah, that
absolutely
was
groundbreaking. Right,
Dean, we'll talk to you tomorrow. Good
See
to have you
tomorrow,
back
Bob. You too, thanks.